Good day, and thank you for joining me for another issue episode of the Select Board Rewind. I'm Leon Gomond. I'm the town manager for the town of Weston, and I'm here to talk to you about the Select Board meeting that was held on July 22nd, 2025. It was a hybrid meeting. All the members of the Select Board met in person at Town Hall, and we began with a discussion with the Regional Housing Service Office. It was our annual check-in with Liz Rust from the Regional Housing Service Office. We did ultimately vote to renew the agreement to continue our work with them, as was approved by Weston Town Meeting back in May. And they discussed the benefits, pros and cons of doing another housing production plan. Our housing production plan is expiring in 2026. And the discussion was held as to whether or not we should begin the process of updating that plan. Ultimately, they asked me if I would put together a draft scope of what the charge would be for a steering committee to oversee that process. And I will begin that process and give them some updates on what that might look like or we might recommend over the next month or so. They then had a nice discussion with the friends of the Josiah Smith Tavern, as well as the restaurateur, Brian Pacini, who is proposing the restaurant The Woods at the Josiah Smith Tavern. It was more of an update as to where they are in the process. The action item that the Select Board was considering at this meeting was a preliminary look at the modifications that Mr. Pacini is looking to implement in order to outfit the restaurant in that site. After a lot of discussion and back and forth of updates between Mr. Pacini and the Friends of the JST, as represented by Jay Valente, the Select Board did agree that the plans were generally in good condition, that they would support moving them forward to Historic New England, who ultimately would have to sign off on the modifications. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done in this process, but this was, in my opinion, a meaningful step. And if you have an interest in learning more about the JST and the restaurant that is going to be going in there, I encourage you to watch the presentation. We then had a discussion about the charge of the fire station working group. Ultimately, they decided that a change in the charge was not necessary at this time, so they left the charge of the committee intact. Finally, there was a longer discussion about the stabilization of the 55 Church Street train depot. As over the years, the Select Board has had a number of conversations, both in meetings and in working group settings, about the train depot at 55 Church Street. The Friends of the Weston Depot came forward to ask the Select Board to support a article at the October Town Meeting to transfer the unused portion of funds that they were using for possible acquisition a couple of years ago to the Friends in order to help them with their feasibility studies and possible further stabilization of the building. Ultimately, the Select Board did not feel comfortable sponsoring such an effort, rather would like to leave it to the nonprofit to do, but also wouldn't stand in their way if it was a citizen's petition coming before the voters. So I think that the Friends of the Weston Depot are going to continue in their work. They will strategize among themselves as to what the best course of action would be to help preserve the train depot at 55 Church Street. If you are interested, I'm sure that they would be interested in having more people assist them in their efforts. And in the meantime, it looks like the Select Board is willing to be more hands-off with regards to the 55 Church Street train depot. They then concluded their meeting with a consent agenda approval, which was just approving associate members for the Council on Aging Tree Advisory Group, the Affordable Housing Trust, and the Conservation Commission. That was the meeting from July 22nd, 2025. And I will see you after our next meeting of the Select Board of the Town of Weston. Thank you.